This is a 9D breathwork experience brought to you by 9D Breathwork. Here's the hard truth about getting great. It takes time and dedication. It takes a willingness to accept that you're not yet good enough. It takes the ability to stare at the places that you know that you're weak. To really look at those things and not let it affect your sense of self-esteem and not let it affect your sense of self-worth, so that you can still get the momentum going, but you have to understand that in the beginning, we're all terrible. And as Henri Cartier-Bresson said, your first 10,000 photographs are your worst. And so the thing that really makes great art are the people that continue to push and the people that continue to work and face how inadequate they are and really understand that at the end of the day, greatness is a craft. Greatness is a process. Greatness is a habit. Greatness is the little things that you do every day over time, going out every day unafraid of whether or not this is one of the 10,000 terrible things that you're going to do. It's being unafraid to make those mistakes. It's being unafraid that you're not yet great. Okay, here we go. 30 breaths, all in and out through the mouth. Fill up your lungs to maximum capacity. And on the exhale, just relax and let it go. Inhale and expand, relax and let go. Into the belly, into the chest. Feel your diaphragm expand and simply release all the work on the inhale. The exhale is just an accept and surrender and letting it just fall away. Fully in, letting go. Fully in, letting go. If you want to feel the energy move within your body, if you want to experience a calm and relaxed mind, then you have to breathe nice, big, full, deep breaths. Just 30 breaths and your monkey mind begins to quiet. Your brain waves begin to slow. Slowly but surely, the doorway to your subconscious mind begins to open. All the programs that define your beliefs, thoughts and actions, behaviors, become accessible. Reinventing yourself from the inside out becomes possible. Your mind, malleable. Your body, activated. But to experience that shift fully, you have to breathe deeply. Four, and relax and release. Begin for three, let it go. Fully in two, just let it go. Last big breath in, let it go, and with your lungs empty, hold your breath. As Marianne Rademacher said, courage doesn't always roar. Sometimes courage is the quiet voice at the end of the day saying, I will try again tomorrow. And that's it. If you want to be great, that's what you have to do. You've got to get up again tomorrow. You've got to be willing to face another day. You've got to be willing to accept that you've got to get through the bad ideas before you can get to the good, because what you know is that you're there to learn. What you know is that you're there to get through the 10,000 bad photographs that you need to get through to ultimately achieve greatness. And if you make the catastrophic error that so many make to try to tell the world that you're extraordinary today, to try to tell the world to follow you and look up to you and think that you're something today, because the people that really win are the ones that invest today, the ones that listen today. The ones that spend every ounce of their energy amassing mastery, getting better every day, working their asses off to improve their skill set, to relentlessly look at the things they're not doing well, to understand that they have to break themselves down and get rid of their ego before they can really find greatness. Those are the people that we remember. So if you want to be remembered, if you want to achieve real greatness, you just need to have the courage to show up every day and take another swing, take another photo, try another task, do something that scares you, and do those little things over and over and over until you win. Take a big breath in and let it go. Okay, here we go. Second and final round. 30 more breaths in and out through the mouth. Fully in, letting go. Fully in, letting go. With each breath, you may notice that your mind is becoming soft and still. As you breathe deep, you're activating a phenomenon called transient hypofrontality. This is a state of temporary decreased blood flow to the conscious analytical part of your brain. When this happens, the monkey mind becomes quiet. The body becomes alive, fully present in the here and now. In this state, your mind becomes more suggestible. The words I speak and the wisdom received bypasses all the filters and beliefs of the analytical mind and lands directly into the subconscious. You may also notice the subtle messaging embedded into this track, as well as the frequencies put into the music. All of these elements, when combined, have a powerful effect on the subconscious. The breathwork helps you to quiet your mind and activate your body. And the sounds, frequencies, and messages help you to rewrite your old scripts and programs, enhancing your ability to break free from old patterns, to adopt new ideas and beliefs, to shift, to change, to move beyond the programming and the conditioning that keeps you feeling stuck. Last three breaths. Big in, let it go. Two more. Big in and release. Final breath. Nice big inhale. Relax, let it go, and hold your breath. Greatness is the most demanding mistress you're ever going to encounter. And I understand the advice that I'm about to give you is not for everyone. Most people should turn this off. But if you're going to stick with me, if you're going to listen to what I have to say, it's because you want something tremendous in your life. You want to stand out from everyone else. You want to do something more than most people think is possible. You literally want to stand outside the norm. And if that's the case for you, then understand that, as Albert Einstein said, only one who devotes himself to a cause with his whole strength and soul can be a true master. For this reason, mastery demands all of a person. If you want to get great, if you really want to make a skill set your own, if you want to be able to do something, and at the end of the day, if you want to transform the world, if you want to make great changes, if you want to do all that shit, all the empty words that people spout all the time, let me tell you, the only thing that's going to separate you from all the other blowhards who are just talking words and will never do anything is to give yourself over completely, to let that obsession, let that thing that you love completely consume you. And in that, your only chance to really become great lies. As Franz Kafka said, Don't bend, don't water down, don't try to make it logical. Rather follow your most intense obsessions mercilessly. Can you do that? Take a big breath in and let it go. So, my friends, what do you choose? Can you become mercilessly obsessed? Can you let something occupy you to where all logic and reason is gone out the window, and the only thing that matters is whether or not you accomplish? Will you hold yourself accountable to metrics? Will you look at the world and see, am I actually making change? Are you prepared to hold yourself to that standard? Because if you are, there is nothing you can't fucking do. If you're willing to take that responsibility on to transform yourself as a human being, if you give yourself over to getting great, if you give yourself over to that obsession, if you feed it like you would feed a beast, if you feed it like you would feed a fire that can wipe out an entire mountainside, then you've got a chance. Then you've got a chance. But it's got to burn within you like that. You've got to feed it like that. You've got to feed it skills. You've got to get better every day. You've got to constantly wake up and understand exactly what it is you're building towards that, and build towards it with a relentlessness that other people think is mania. That other people can see only madness in what you do. And if you can push yourself to that level, then the world will bend to your will. We hope you enjoyed this 9D breathwork experience. Speak to your 9D breathwork facilitator today to learn about the full range of experiences that they can provide.